Welcome to the FYM Yerushalmi Shir, sponsored for the schus of the return of all the hostages and for the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Shabbos Dapites and the Oiz V'Hodo edition, Perek Shloisha, so the 13th Perek of Masechet Shabbos, beginning Halacha Hei. Sok the Mishnah. Rebidoi Mer Hatzad Tzipor Lemigdol, one who captures a bird to a closet, to a narrow closet, V'Tzvi Lebais, or a deer to a house, is chayav. Here is where the Mishnah is discussing the melacha called tzedo, capturing of animals. Chachamim say tzipor lemigdol v'tzvi legino lechotzor libiborim. Chachamim agree that a bird is to a closet, but a deer, in order to be chayav and tzedo, even if it's not into the house, even if it's for a garden, a courtyard, or biborim, which is a type of pen, that's also considered to be tzedo. Not all pens are equal. If you still require tzedo, the Gemara is going to explain it means that you have to use some kind of trap. So then he didn't really capture the animal yet. But if after the animal reaches the pen, it's very easy to catch her, there's no need to use any other traps, so then it's considered to be just by putting the animal to the pen that he did say that he did capturing. Says the Gemara, Omar Avchinino Masniso de Loike Abyudo, meaning the Mishnah, Stam Mishnah, Mesechus Beitzo, is not like Abyudo. The Tanin Ratzat Sipor Lemigdol Vitzvi Labayis Chayov. In our Mishnah, we learned that Abyudo said that someone who captures a bird to the closet or a deer to the house is Chayov. Aligino Ulabiborim Butter. But if it's a garden or a pen, is Butter. Says the Gemara, Machlofa Shitos de Abyudo. If you want to tell me the Mishnah in Beitzo is like Abyudo, so then Abyudo is contradicting himself. Some don't have the gears of Machlof Lashitas de Abyudo. Just a simple question from our Mishnah to the Mishnah in Beitzo. Tatanin and Tamon, we learned over there, Ain't sodim dogi min abiborim meinois tim lefneyem mizoinois. You're not allowed to fish on Yom Tev, in other words, to take the fish out of the biborim. Biborim, the translation is pen, but here it means some pools, enclosed pools of water where the fish are. It's still considered to be tzeda because it's not easy to take out the fish. And you know you're not allowed to feed them because it's mukta. Now, Reb Chaim adds the word v'chuli because the Gemara is focusing on the next part of the Mishnah. Because it says over there, v'tzadim chayo v'oif min abiborim. You could capture animals and birds from the biborim, from the pens. Meaning, once the animal is in the bibor, so from now on, he's already considered to be nitzoid. He's already captured. So there's no problem to take him on yontif. So the Gemara concludes the question by repeating what we just said before. Haligino v'libiborim pato, but according to Abyudo, when you have an animal going into a garden of the biborim, it's not considered to be tzedo. And there, Maseches Beitzos mashma, that once the animal is in the gino or biborim, he is considered to be that he was captured. So the chur, that mission doesn't work with Abyudo. Continues the Gemara and says, Machlof Lashitos in the Rabbonin, according to Rabbonin, you also have here a contradiction between our Mishnah and the Mishnah in Beitzos. The Taninim v'Chachamim Oyim Tzipor L'Migdol V'Tzvi L'Gino L'Chotzer V'L'Biborim. We learned in our Mishnah, the Chachamim say that the bird goes to the closet, but the deer is to a garden, to the courtyard, and to the Biborim. And the Taninim Taman, and there we learn the Mishnah. Now we're quoting the part that we mentioned before. Aval Tzodim Chaya V'Oif Minam Biborim. You could capture the animals and birds from the Biborim. V'Nois Tifneim V'Zoinois, and you could feed them. Meaning once they reach the Biborim, they're considered to be captured. Mashma davko the biborim haligino lechotzer loy, but for a garden and courtyard, doesn't mention it over there. So mashma gino and chotzer not considered to be captured. And in our mishnah, it seems that there's no difference between a biborim and gino and chotzer. Answers the gemara. It's not the answer is simple. Kam bechotzer mikuro, kam bechotzer sheinu mikuro. In our mishnah, we talk about a courtyard which has a roof to it, so it's considered to be enclosed and captured. There we talk about a courtyard which is open, and therefore it's not considered to be captured. Ask the Gemara about Tanin and Gino, what about a garden? Isach Meimar Gino Mekuri, could he say that there's a roof on the garden? Garden doesn't have a roof. Ela kan begdoilo, kan begtano. We talk about, is it a small chotzer and Gino or a large chotzer and Gino? If it's small, so once it goes in there, it's considered to be captured. And if it's not, it's not considered to be captured. And the Mashmol says that Bebibarim is always considered to be captured according to Chachamim. Says Gemara, Revulu Omar, Revulu said, Bon Kamei Ravacho, they asked for Ravacho, Ma Nitni, what lotion should we use there in the Maseches Beitzo? Kol HaMechusa Tzeidu Chayav Sheinu Mechusa Tzeidu Potter, meaning in our Mishnah, we end the Mishnah, we have Rav Shimon Gamliel says, that if it's Mechusa Tzeidu, still you need to do a peulo, an action of tzedo, so then he's not considered to be captured. And if you, and then, and we merely he is potter. And if you don't have to do tzedo anymore, so he's considered to be captured and he's chayof. Now, in the Mishnah Beitza, it says a very similar sentence. Should we use the same gear so that we have in our Mishnah? Should we use it there in Maseches Beitza? Amar Loin, you can't say that. And we can use here the gear of Reb Chaim. Aren't we talking Yom Tov? In Yom Tov, there's no chiyuv up to. What is chiyuv? Chiyuv means chayav chatos. It's being a carbon. Potter means potter from chatos. That's only applies on Shabbos when you have chatos. In Yom Tov, there's no chatos because there's no Yisur Karis. So you can't say chayav and potter by Yom Tov. Hello, what will be the right girsa in Meitza? Kol mechusar tzeida asur v'sheinu mechusar tzeida mutter. Not chayav and potter, but asur and mutter. If there's no more a melacha to do over here, so you're allowed to take the animal in Yom Tov. And if there is still tzeida to do, you know, I'll take it in Yom Tov. Olam Shmuel Achoy Der Brachio, Kol Shul Mechusar Neshovim Mechusar Tzeido. V'esheinu Mechusar Neshovim, Einu Mechusar Tzeido. So come to explain, what does it mean Mechusar Tzeido? I still have something to do. I need to take Neshovim. Neshovim means a trap. So when if the animal is in the chutzah, in a courtyard, but in order to capture the animal, you still have to use a trap, that means it's not completely captured. But if you don't have to use a trap, so then it's considered to be the Tzeido is already done. Says the Gemara in Amud Beis, Sheichatim mina nigorim vein sheichatim loy mina machmoyrus v'loy mina metzudus. Referring to Yom Tov, and going to say by Yom Tov, you can take animals and do shechita if they're in the nigorim. Nigorim is swamps. The animals don't move over there, so they're ready to be caught. But you're not allowed to take from mechmoyrus and metzudus, meaning from different traps, because you don't know, maybe they were trapped only in Yom Tov and they're moktzeh. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yisi bar Rabbi Mishavami, Metzalato deshisoi. He just come to explain what's the difference between Metzudois and Mechmoiris. He says Metzudois is when you have the threads of Shisi only. Only the threads of warp. That's how they do these Metzudois. That's called a Metzudo. And if it's done in a different way, it's called a Mechmoiris. Shmuel Tzadu Bepitom. Shmuel used to take fish out of a barrel. You consider that to be already captured. If the river had a dam to it, it was closed up, so the fish over there are considered to be captured and you can take them on Yom Tov. It has to be sealed with a metal, with something which completely seals the opening of the river, and not something which will allow maybe a fish to sneak in. So it has to be made out of a tas, which means made out of a metal plate. Comes a deer into the house. No lechot b'fon of chayav. One person closed the door. It's chayav. He did a melacha. Im no alu shtayim p'toyim. If two did it, the potter, because melacha needs to be done by one person, not two. Lo yochol lechot linol v'nalu shtayim chayovim. If one can't do it on his own, and he needs to have two people, so then they're chayav. For Rav Shimon poiter, Rav Shimon says he's potter because he holds it cannot be a melacha cannot be done by two. Says the Gemara, "Be'asoyso." It says in the pasuk, "Asoyso hayochid shahosu chayav shtayim shloisha shahosu p'turim." Asoyso is it's come to do a miut, has to be only individual and not a few doing together. Avchuno amar yaechad bori ve'echatosh. You have two people, one is healthy and one is sick. Came the sick and he closed the door. It was very difficult for him, but he was able to close the door completely. He did the entire melacha that needs to be done over here. And the bari did not close it completely. So then, So the choyle is chayav, the bari is potter. The bari potter says, Reb Chaim is pashut. Of course, he didn't do a melacha. The chiddush is the choyle is chayav, even though for him it's very difficult to do it. But because at the end of the day, the melacha came out of him, so he's chayav. Rabbi Yitzhak bar Aboy Mishem Rav Chuno, Hayat Tzvi Ratz Kedarkoi, V'nizkaven Lin Oil Ba'adoi. There is a deer who is running into the house. And he's running into the house. He didn't try to push the deer to go into the house. And he came to close the house for his own purpose, meaning the owner of the house wants to lock the door because he needs to leave. But he locked also for himself and also for the deer, mutter than it's mutter. Reb Chaim brings here two opinions. One opinion says in this case, he needs to have his intention needs to be for himself only. Just so happened to be that the deer was captured, but he wasn't aware of it. So therefore it's mutter. But if he knew it and he had intention to capture the deer as well, then it will be usur. The other opinion says that even if he had intention to capture the deer, it's fine. As long as he has a reason to close the door on his own, and he's not doing only for the purpose of capturing, then it's mutter. He sees a child drowning in the river, and he's coming to save him. And has intention to capture fish as well, with the baby mutter. Then it's mutter, because you're allowed to do it for tzos nefashos, so you can get the fish as well. Here, Reb Chaim says everybody agrees he's allowed to have intention to get the fish, because once they wanted to encourage him to do tzos nefashos, told him you can do anything else with it as well. Someone is taking out a house or a wall that fell down and became a gal shel avonim. It's a pile of stones, and there's a chashash. There's someone there underneath the stones to have to save his life. He's coming to save someone's life. He's also taking a package of money that he has under the pile. Mutter, you could do that, even though his intention is for the money as well, because we want to encourage him to go and do a tzos nefashos, so we allow him to do anything else with it within the same melacha. Halacha zayin zok demishnah. Yoshev echad al ha-pesach v'loy milo. One person sits in front of the door, and he doesn't fill it up, so there's a deer in the house, and he goes to capture the deer. He sits in front of the door, but the door is not full. In other words, he's not fully closing the door. The deer still has space to run out. Come the second one to fill up the door, Hasheni Chayov, because he's the one who closed it up. Came one and he filled up the entire opening of the door, and the tzvi, the deer right now, is captured. Comes now the second person, sits next to the first person, but he's not doing anything because the first one is already closing the hole. But even though the first one got up and left, and now Mimele, the Sheni, is closing the opening, so the first one who closed up the door, the opening, he's Chayav on Tzedo. The Sheni is Potter. What is it similar to the second case? Someone locks his door to guard it without knowing that the deer is in there. And it happened to be that he found the deer in that house. So he has no obligation to open the door and let the deer go out. He did something motor, he just closed the door. It happened to be there's a deer inside. So see here, when the second one sat down, he didn't do any tzedo. Now he has no obligation to get up and allow the deer to go out. So the Gemara of Shami asked, Ma'oli ten lifnei mezoinus. If you have a deer in the house and he just found out there was a deer in the house, can he feed it? So says the Gemara, Yaivo Kiahi, it comes like we learned over there, the Tanin and Tamon, and Noistim, Maim, the Fnidvoim, the Fnayoinim, now feed, now give water to bees and doves, Shebeshevich, they're in the nest, Sheinusip Takono, the Davar, Shein Minamuchar. You can't feed something which is Mukta. So he mailed over here as well, this deer that came on Shabbos is Mukta. That's the Gemara concludes, Oh, okay, it's the same din over here. Rav Shami Bar, Rav Shami asks another question. Can he put a kli, a vessel, on top of the animal that he captured? Are you allowed to move a kli for an animal which is muktzah? Yevokiahi, we learn from the following. Shimon Bayane, ani lo shamati me'abo. Shimon Bayane says, I didn't hear from my father, Rabbi Yanai. But my sister told me in his name, you have an egg that was laid in Yom Tov. You put a kli next to the egg, so if the egg rolls, it's going to hit the kli and it will not continue to roll. You're not allowed to put a kli on top of the egg, so then the whole purpose of the kli is for the egg. Then you're not allowed to do, because you're not allowed to take a kli, a vessel, for the purpose of mukze. If you put the kli next to the egg, and the egg would just lean on it, that's not considered to be doing only for the purpose of the egg. Shmuel argues and says you could take a kli from mukze. But accompanying, we see that the same din you have over there regarding put a kli on an egg that was laid in Yom Tov applies over here regarding putting a kli on an animal that was trapped on Shabbos. Continues the word that Tzadik Amud Aleph. Rav Shami Bar, another question of Shami. Can you tie this deer with a rope? Yivakei will learn from the following. I'll use the sides of the animal on Shabbos, even though Chacham said not to ride on the animal, to be on top of an animal on Shabbos, but that's only on top of it. On the sides of the animal, it's fine. The sides of the animal is similar to the sides of the tree. They both are allowed on Shabbos. You're not allowed to climb on a tree on Shabbos, but you're allowed to use the sides of the tree. So says the Gemara, if you hold, you can use the sides of the animal, so you're allowed to put a rope around it. Because the only problem putting the rope around it is the fact that you're going to lean on its side. Anybody who holds, you're not allowed to use the side of the animal, also the kosher, so you're not allowed to put a rope in it, because you're going to use the side of the animal when you put it near the rope. So Gemara concludes, it depends on the machlekes, can you use the side of an animal or not? With this, we conclude the 13th parak of Masechet Shabbos, Hadron Aloch Perak Ha'irig, Hadron Aloch Perak Ha'irig, and with this we conclude Yerushalmi Shabbos, Daf Peites.